Chapter 10. May 9th of year 19. Eve. The horrible sounds stopped yesterday. Since then, there has been silence. Eve is curled up in her chair, listening. It is amazing how quietly the life support systems operate. Both on Messenger and later on Valkyrie, she was always surrounded by noise. Yet here it is quiet, like in the tent on the sled on the ice sheet of the Dark Hemisphere, when Marchenko took a break. Sometimes she used to hear Adam smack his lips in a dream or whisper something incomprehensible, and occasionally the icy wind had caught the tarp of the tent. An eternity seems to have passed between the nights on the sled and today. Yet they've only been in this alien building for 8 days. The day before yesterday, she triggered something the effects of which she still cannot gauge. Undoubtedly, some gigantic object is now approaching Proxima B. At least, it looks like that on the projected 3D map. She rechecked this yesterday. According to a rough estimate, it will take another week to get here. She does not even dare to imagine what will happen then. And it doesn't matter anyway. She has lost Adam. She has lost Marchenko. The worst option would be for her to spend the next 50 years alone in this building. Eve knows she could never kill herself. If that giant sphere out there were to take over that task, it would be fine with her. Eve licks her dry lips. She should go and get water again. The only sure source she knows is inside the alien sleeping chambers. There probably is some water in the common rooms also, but she can't find the energy to go looking for it. She would rather keep George company, the shriveled and mummified giant frog in the chair across from her. Should we go and get water? Sometimes she also talks to him. He answers by using slight, almost invisible gestures. Now he shakes his head, the upper end of his body where the four eyes are located. It is more a sagging cone than a round head, but using the standard term is more practical. You're right. It's not worth it. Did he just nod? It looks like it. Of course, she does not assume that George's species would use the same gestures as humans. Yet he might have learned to nod by watching her. Suddenly, a distant growl can be heard through the walls. She has never heard the roar of a hungry lion, but it must sound like this. What was that, George? Any idea? George stays rooted to the spot. He is either frightened himself, or he focuses on the noise. Did you hear that too? Or am I only imagining it? No reaction. The alien obviously does not want to make a decision. ISU, can you confirm the noise? The sensor units on the ground rise up. They look like large ants putting their heads together. Confirmed, says the unit on the right side. This must be ISU-4, Eve remembers. Do you know where it came from? The unit on the left wiggles toward the wall. From this direction, it says. What is located there? The alien sleeping chambers are that way. Eve jumps up and looks around frantically. The noise did not sound as if it was caused by a technical process. George, did one of your friends wake up? Just tell me. She gives the alien a stern look, but he is not impressed by it. Then she walks to the wall and places her ear against it. She cannot hear anything. The material cools her hot cheek. Eve kneads her fingers and walks back to the chair. She imagines an alien entering the control room. On the one side, the alien would see a dead comrade. On the other side, an ugly, living, foreign creature, herself, which to him would appear physically inferior. Would this alien now react calmly, examine his dead friend, notice that he died a long time ago, and then try patiently to establish contact with her? Eve laughs anxiously. She needs to find a hiding place. Not yet, though. She still has a bit of time. First, she sits back down in her chair. Who says the alien will really come here? Perhaps he is weakened and won't be able to make it here. She should not do anything rash now. In reality, what does it matter whether she dies today or a week from now? The strong, if it is still strong, giant frog will probably kill her quickly and painlessly. She puts her arms in the armrests, but what looks casual when done by George is downright uncomfortable for her. Her lips are still dry. If she would, she remembers the way from the sleeping chambers to the control room. She went through the ventilation duct. If anybody were to visit her, he would use the normal path. She just has to use the air duct to return to the sleeping capsules, and she will have her choice of the safest hiding places in this building. And in addition, she'll be able to quench her thirst. This sounds like a sensible plan. Eve jumps up.